Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button the way that your ex-girlfriend boinks her good boy to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Book of Simps.
Author Ronald Roden II takes you on a hilarious and eye-opening journey through history's most notorious cases of love-struck foolishness in his book, The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available on Amazon. From ancient rulers who crumbled for a pretty face to warriors who traded power for passion, this book reveals the shocking truth. Simping has always been a thing. Some men have lost entire kingdoms just to impress a woman. So how do you know if you might be a simp? Find out when you read The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available right now on Amazon.
And now on with the memes. Number one, finally, this woman tells the truth about how women feel when unattractive men hit on them. She says that when an ugly person hits on her, it's defamation of character, and she'll take him to court. If I knew this while growing up and I wanted to hurt women, all I'd have to do is ask them out publicly. And if they were higher status, it would humiliate them. Guys don't approach women. Women will approach you in very subtle ways. If they don't, then you need to work on yourself more. Also, this woman looks cross-eyed and doesn't actually look very good. Moving on, here's the look on a horse girl's face when they find out that the horse their father bought them is a female. If you replace horse with dog, the equation still remains the same. The motto of the story is that you shouldn't date horse girls or those with big male dogs. And if you have a daughter, you shouldn't buy her a male horse or dog. Her dad sounds horse-pilled, and that's what's really bothering her. Back in my day, jokes were about Greeks and sheep, and not girls with horses. Number three, welcome to the golden age of America, and everything is going according to plan. People are dumb thinking this is all about tariffs. It's about the market correcting from time to time. The tariff story is there to cover the fact that markets work based on math, and that math is based on human emotion and behavior. They want people to think it's driven by news instead. If you can't stomach the dump, then you don't deserve the pump. Up next, this woman is happy and says this is what it feels like breaking up with her boyfriend because he wasn't upset enough with what just happened to this country. She's obviously referring to Trump. If she really wanted him to look and act more upset, all she really needed to do was get him to look at his portfolio. Then he'd be crying into his cornflakes. He dodged a huge bullet, though. I also wonder what it feels like for the tenants below her apartment. They must have thought a stampede happened upstairs. Number five, this woman is wondering if someone can remove the guy on the left because this is their last family photo that the family has with their father. Maybe her father is still alive in an alternate universe if she dated this guy instead. This guy's a brave man raising two daughters. You know, that's probably what ended up taking years off his life. Or better yet, let's replace Tyrone with JD. He seems to be everywhere these days. Moving on, which of these age the best? I'd say C and D. The other two age like potatoes, but Dee is so crazy that Brad Pitt left her not once, but twice. Then again, I just found this recent picture of Kelly Kapowski and she looks like she aged off a cliff the last few years, for when she did the Saved by the Bell reunion. She looks like she packed on a lot of lockdown pounds too, but still a lot better than option A. Number 7, I don't even know if this is a man or a woman, but they're saying they were going to seduce your mega husbands and break up your marriages. The only thing this individual will be breaking open is a bag of Doritos. If this is a woman, then it's got to be the ugliest one I've ever seen. And my PC screen cracked after pulling the tweet up. The only thing she looks like she could seduce is a full-size buffet. She should market herself as the antidote to Viagra. Up next, a bunch of other women saw her and told her that she's so beautiful, with beautiful eyes and is gorgeous. Women sabotage each other with compliments, and men help each other with insults. When your friend tells you that you look like a fat tub of lard, he's not going to sugarcoat you by telling you that you look good, because you'll eat that too. Instead, he's insulting you so you do something about the problem. You shouldn't have self-esteem when you're fat. You should feel shame, and that will motivate you to do something. But women don't want other women to improve themselves, because then that's just added competition. Number 9, here's the difference between when you weren't her type, and she was single and childless, versus when you're her type now that she has 3 kids. First she's disgusted by and then she's interested once her marketplace value crashes and she figures it out. Suddenly they'll start coming into your life after becoming single because Chadron left them and the kids, and they'll say that they've always liked you. And most simps will fall for it. Moving on, this woman says she's thinking about that one time she let a short king spoon her, and it felt like she had a backpack on. Women making fun of short men is the equivalent of men making fun of fat women. Change my mind. A lot of people say women have the advantage because they could always lose the weight while a short man can't get any taller. But that's not necessarily true anymore. Now you can go out and get that leg lengthening procedure, but it's insanely painful. Number 11, here's the difference between how you used to see a rainbow as a child and the way you see it as an adult. It used to represent God's covenant, but now represents Satan's covenant. I'm also old enough to remember Lucky Charm cereal, and when rainbows had more to do with leprechauns and a whole bunch of gold in a pot at the end of a rainbow. Meanwhile, these days, the only thing you'll find at the end of the rainbow are poo pirates. Up next, Gemma Collins can see herself being the first female James Bond. But what will we call the film? Diet Another Day. How about Casino Royale with cheese? Or how about a more recent one, No Time to Diet? Or maybe even Pie Another Day? Staying with the food theme, how about The Pie Who Loves Me? Or Donuts Are Forever? And another one, License to Fill? Or maybe even Quantum of Sausage? The last two I can think of were License to Grill and The Man with the Golden Bun. Number 13, Elon Musk's Starlink is not allowed to operate in South Africa because Musk isn't black. Actually, that's not correct. The real reason is because of racist laws stating that any company that operates in South Africa has to have at least 30% black ownership. So it's we was astronauts and sheet or nothing. One day their internet will go down and they won't have Starlink and will go back to the dark ages. Musk appears to have gone back at them because he cut off US federal funding for South Africa. Moving on as a maiden, she seems like quite the catch. She's a single mom of three, but if you have kids of your own, she won't match with you. So sorry, no Brady Bunch fantasies. And if you match with her, don't wait for her to message you, because she won't. She even says she's going to delete her account tomorrow. I don't know about you, but either she's a total bitch or this is a scam. Either way, what the hell are people still doing on dating sites? Will Amanda find a rich, good-looking sugar daddy soon? Doubtful. Number 15, the door to the family courtroom says, pull out. Seems like it's a little bit too late for that advice. I guess next time, don't be cheap and buy condoms instead. For all you old-school Star Wars fans out there, remember what happened to Grand Moff Tarkin. When his subordinate asked them if they should evacuate, he said, what in our moment of triumph? And we all know how well that ended too. Probably just as well as family court for most men. Up next, I'm glad to see that guys are increasingly being blackpilled about female nature. That if you're short, bald, overweight, or the wrong background, you're invisible to women. The only reverse Uno card you get to play at that point is if you become famous, gaining tons of status. And women will shame men for preferring thin women, but support women for preferring tall men. Also, for women, here's the difference between flirting and harassment. Number 17, there's so many snobby artists out there refusing to do commissions these days, if they don't like the political leanings of the patrons. Meanwhile, now with AI doing so many creative jobs, a lot of people are cutting out artists completely. Why do you think that lefties tried programming AI to not do what those on the right wanted it to do? Well, with so many AI clones these days, eventually the right will have its own AI like Grok, and it'll do whatever they want. Moving on, this woman realizes that if she were born a guy, there's a 100% chance that she would be an incel goomer. She's just trying to tell men that she understands them, hoping to rope some red-pilled Chad that gets tricked in thinking that she's not like all the other girls out there. Women don't love men. They just love what we do for them, and they lust after large, attractive men because they want cute male babies that grow up to provide and protect for them into their old age. That was cavewoman's social security back in the day. Number 19, here's another one that's playing the part of the female chameleon and sharing how she supposedly loves her husband, which is a lie. But what really motivates her to stay married is how much weight she'd have to lose to date again. She tells the truth and a lie in the same statement. She says that she loves her husband, which we're supposed to believe is a true statement, but it's a lie. But then tells another truth, the only one we're supposed to focus on, about her losing weight to date again. Seems to me like women are evolving and dropping hints of the red pill into their statements these days. Up next is 65-year-old Martha Quinn, doing a phenomenal job keeping herself looking young. Or so I thought, because here's what she really looks like. I hate it when they sneak a younger picture after to make themselves appear better looking than they really are, as well as younger. People are saying that in the picture on the right, she's as hot as she was in the 80s. So many people bought this. No, sunny boy, she now looks like she's entering her 80s. Number 21 is the difference between how people think that sluts dress versus how they actually dress. Yes, nurses have the highest rates of infidelity for some reason, so this meme is telling the truth. Don't ever think about dating a nurse unless you collect STDs like Pokemon. But it's not just nurses, but most men on dating apps know that teachers and nurses are instant red flags. If it weren't true about teachers, then explain all the ones sleeping with their students. Moving on, here's what the cast of Star Trek The Next Generation would have looked like if they all wore the same uniform as Counselor Troi. Riker looks like a villain from Krypton. But to me, they all end up looking like Cardassians with those weird upper bodies. The irony is that in the end, she looks a lot hotter when they finally made her appear in an actual uniform. Let's also not forget the disaster when they forced male crewmen to wear dresses in the first season. Number 23, here's a typical American boss threatening to call ICE on a Mexican employee. But you know that the Mexican worker will probably call the IRS on his boss if he does. So it's a classical Mexican standoff with mutually assured destruction. The reason the IRS should scare the boss is because he's been paying the Mexican under the table. As for me, I don't fear the tax man, because I pay all my taxes in on time. Up next, this old Chevy muscle car is 55 years old, and still looks better than a Tesla. I'll tell you one thing though, no one will be keeping and restoring Teslas in another 55 years. Old cars like this are works of art built by men for men. Today's cars are built for women with regards to safety and their boring appearance. Teslas are just virtue signaling for the government, allowing Tesla to sell carbon credits, and virtue signaling for lefties that they're helping the environment by not burning fossil fuels directly. But they're too stupid to realize that you burn coal in many cases to fill the Tesla's battery. Number 25 in the last one, Rose checks out the passenger list for the Titanic and realizes that every prominent businessman opposing the creation of the Federal Reserve is on board. I'm sure it's all just a great big coinkydink. I guess the way to create the Federal Reserve is to tell everyone you built an unsinkable ship. Invite your enemies into the trap and then sail full speed into an ice field and make it look like an accident. It's the perfect plan. JP Morgan changed his plans to be on the Titanic at the last moment. He's just lucky, I guess. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.